This Tuesday morning, lovely morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria, wherever you are. Welcome to the last 1 hour of the show, the Morning Crossfire, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sheriff Quadri. You can watch live on Facebook. You know, you can also watch on YouTube. Feel free to let us know exactly what you think about our conversation today, which is solely on today's APC special convention. Presidential primaries. I have two gentlemen in the studio here. You can watch on Facebook. Just type in Nigeria Info 99.3. Dito YouTube. Okay. Two gentlemen. Bola Olajide, he was here yesterday. He's here again today because yesterday we couldn't really deal with the topic proper. So he's back here today. Bola, good morning to you. Thank you for making a return.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff. Nice to be here.
Alistair Wilcox is also here. He was here last week, and we did say that he would be here again this week to have this conversation proper. Alistair, morning to you.
Thank you very much. It's really to bring me out this early. this early. Sheriff, thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Now, gentlemen, let's begin with the outburst of the leader of the APC, one of the national leaders of the APC last week, Bola Tinubu. Bola, what's your thought when you saw that?
I saw a man under tremendous pressure. This pressure seems to from several directions. He got emotional and he said things he probably should have put in a different way, especially in a public scenario. But then stuff happens. I guess it's one of those moments. Apparently you could see that he tried to moderate it the next day when his press person, you know, spoke to that matter. Oh, I didn't want to I didn't mean to denigrate this, I didn't mean to do that. Which is an attempt to moderate whatever might have been that speech.
Was it appropriate?
What he said?
Yeah.
It is better avoided for a public speech. There are ways and manners of doing these things. For example, in that particular audience that he was addressing, there is probably nobody in that audience who did not know what role he had played in the emergence of the governor he was referring to. In those, everybody there knew. So the question is, why did they have to be reminded that you did a great stuff in the emergence of the president? It's also a well-known thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it required no public, I don't know how to put it, but I think we might have put that behind us. And just keep it focused now on what needs to happen today, within the next 24 hours, or less than 24 hours. You know.
Alistair,
the outburst. Sincerely, sometimes I think it's also the press that blows things, because I don't know how many hours. I didn't even watch the speech from beginning.
Yeah.
It is when the press came up with the outburst. I mean, I don't know how many hours this Tinubu speech lasted in Abeokuta. And I don't know how it's just about 1 minute of the speech, of the entire speech.
Do you know that coughing at the wrong time during somebody's speech
of the entire speech
can be news?
Okay, of the entire speech.
In fact, people have been sacked before for coughing. They are not supposed to cough.
Yes. It's now the issue. I think for me, when you see, we've not seen dirty politics like the Americans. You see, sometimes maybe because of our culture in this part of the world, we believe that okay, no matter how, you don't play that dirty in public. We know how dirty politics can be.
What he said, is it appropriate?
No, what he said is, let me throw a lot of just line. It could have been avoided, but of course, it's the basic truth. I mean, the truth remains that at some point, when you discover that you are not getting the right vibes from the right quarters, then you must be able to remind everybody where we are coming from. And I think and I think there is nothing wrong in that. But of course, like we say in our climb, where everything can be can be blown. And like I said, the speech was about, I don't know how many hours he was addressing the audience, and it's only the 1 minute part of the speech that has become.
We're not even going to go into how he.
Yeah.
How we lost out.
What I'm saying.
We're not going to go into how he addressed the governor of Ogun State. I just want to focus on the president, because the presidency reacted yesterday.
Yeah.
And said he was out of line.
No. Well, of course, anybody
that,
who feels
that they disagreed with you. They disagree with you by saying that you said it was, yeah. But they are saying that it wasn't him alone, that there are others who played major role.
Everybody played a major role in every situation. Kadri, Sheriff, sorry, I keep calling you Kadri. Sheriff, this program we are in, a lot of people played a lot of roles.
Forget about this. Alessa, forget about this program.
Who is the audience hearing?
The crux of this conversation, Alessa, is that Tinubu said that he was the one, and presidency is saying that you are not the one. Look, there are people.
There are people, but there's a face. I don't want to go into... Sheriff, don't take me to
but
that
But that's
angle.
Where we are right now.
I don't
now.
Want to take sides as to who is right or who is wrong.
But that's what is on the table.
Well, everybody will have to come up with a defense, but the beneficiaries will know. If somebody is telling you a lie,
you don't agree with the president.
No, certainly I don't agree with the president.
You agree with Bola Tinubu.
I'm not saying Bola Tinubu is 100% right, but I don't think the presidency should come up with such refutal. Even when there is a kind of reparchment by the, of course, he might have said those things out of emotions, out of this thing. And then there was. I mean, Tinubu, I was not there.
Okay.
So, and now that I'm looking at the entire context of the whole this thing. Because if truth must be told.
Alessa, hold on.
People must also accept the fact that some of these things are very correct.
Hold on before. Yeah. Balaon, I'm going to speak to you about the response of the presidency. They're saying that Tinubu is wrong. That, I mean, there were people, there were many moving parts who made President Buhari, you know, the person who gave him that position that he occupies today?
It's significantly so. Significantly so. And why did I say that? Remember that the emergence of APC as a party in itself wasn't just two parties that came together under that structure.
There were
other parties that merged into that structure. Those other parties also brought something to the table. There were other key individuals as well who compromised left and right to just say, okay, now that we have this candidate, let's make it happen, you know. But as far as that season was concerned, everybody knew that PMB had made a few attempts.
Several attempts, yes.
That did not work out. But this particular attempt that created APC as a party that merged several interests together to deliver Buhari, Tinubu was certainly a critical part of that APC structure.
Okay.
So he played his part, and nobody, I don't think anybody, including himself, even the speech, the response, did not say he didn't. The response was only saying,
yes,
you were not the only one.
That's right.
And that is a fair enough comment to me.
That's right.
That it was not the only.
Let's move on quickly because of time, gentlemen, because we're going to have the third guest. The third guest is a listener, and he will or she will call any moment now. Let's talk about the controversy yesterday of consensus candidates. Alessa, let me begin with you. Ame Lawan being announced as the consensus candidate. When you heard, did you believe that could be the truth, or you?
Well, we've had the Sheriff. We've had too many cacophony of voices within the, and that's, you know, last time I came here, I really, really came hard on the APC.
Yes, you did.
It's quite unfortunate that a ruling party will be playing even worse than the Boy Scouts. You know, so I mean, I expect that a ruling party should have shown leadership, and will have had their convention before the PDP. So the PDP will not be doing the catch up, and not the ruling party doing the catch up to the PDP. Look at PDP has a streamless now. PDP has gone to work to have their. I mean, they've gone. I'm sure they're in their strategist room and having their whatever strategy they will have. And APC is still fumbling and wumbling and looking for a shortcut or short corners. I mean, for me, as far as I'm concerned, it's a shame on a ruling party, a party that I have sympathy for. I'm not hiding my sympathy for the APC. I'm not a member of the APC, but I have great sympathy for the APC. So if I have defended this party with my blood, made enemies I don't know where they come from, people have belittled me because of my defense of this party, at this point I think I'm totally ashamed. I'm totally disgusted about how APC is conducting their affairs as far as this country is concerned. Mm-hmm. And I do not know where that is coming from. That the chairman, I want to think or believe, mm-hmm, that that was not true.
Okay.
The chairman will announce that there was a concern and that was Ahmed Lawan.
Yeah.
When even all the parameters that they are looking at, that even the northern governors,
yes,
are looking at, mm-hmm, it does not favor that. That announcement, mm-hmm, or that kind of announcement, mm-hmm, and then only for the NWC to come up and said, "We on your own. We never announced any such of such thing." So I'm ashamed of what the chairman of APC is doing, or what anybody within the APC concussion is doing, and that is why, Sheriff Dore, that is also why I'm so worried as to why the presidency. So there are some persons, there are some fifth columnists that is trying to hit the heads of people together,
mm,
and they're in the presidency. And they're trying to hit the head of Bola Tinubu and Buhari together.
Hmm.
I mean, these are men who have enjoyed tremendous goodwill, who understand themselves, who knows where they are coming from. Hmm. And some people within the circle of power that find themselves that beneficiaries of the friendship of these two individuals. Hmm. I don't want them trying to sow the seed of this court and trying to hit their heads. So I think for me, APC, as far as this is concerned,
yeah,
they should not take Nigerians for right.
Hmm.
And it would be too unfortunate,
right,
if they should do that. Sorry.
Bola, let's allow Alistair to calm down a little bit.
okay.
Alistair,
okay.
Look at me now. Why are you looking at
me? You know,
Ahmed Lawan.
If you remember when Ahmed Lawan came into the contest, yeah, it was towards the closure of the presidential form. That, mm-hmm, was when he came, mm-hmm, in. And it was said to be a calculation against the possible emergence of Atiku then. Atiku is from the Northeast. The Northeast also, in this season, this republic,
that's
have
right,
not produced the president. Mm. So the calculation was, maybe somebody from that zone, mm, should also be on the table. So that, okay, you can't say, Northerner versus Northerner, Northeastern versus Northeastern, and all those kind of things. Mm. But at the same time, looking back now, it might also just be one of those strategic distractions.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, what happened yesterday,
yeah,
might also still be a strategic distraction. You see, you can do either of two things. You may, if indeed he is a consensus candidate, which I don't believe he is.
Yeah.
I believe in the second part of this theory, which I would say, hmm, if he's a consensus candidate, you may need to test the waters for, okay, acceptability.
Hmm.
So you throw the name out there and you watch out for the reaction. And when you see the reaction, it will tell you certain clear messages and you can know what to do next. The other part, mm, is to say, throw out the name there. Let them go and be talking about it. Let them get busy with that. Mm. So that I can further distract them away, mm, from the real candidate. So those are two possibilities. Now, Buhari himself, the president himself, does not have delegates. Mm-hmm. He's not going to vote, mm-hmm, because the super delegate thing has not been signed into law. He's, mm-hmm, not voting.
Mm-hmm.
So the delegates that are going to vote are not owned centrally. They are owned at the state levels.
Mm-hmm.
So the real people who can determine who will march today are the governors and the party structures.
Mm-hmm.
And there's absolutely nothing coercive that the president can do. The only thing he can do is persuade, convince, and that is about all. Nothing else. So the issue of consensus will not happen. Like I said yesterday,
yeah,
this thing will go into indirect primaries. There will never be a situation in which all the candidates that are contesting will say we have endorsed a particular one. It is not going to happen.
Mm.
13 of them.
Let's bring in our third guest this morning, and that's a listener. We hear from our third guest very briefly before our first break. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71904, the female callers only. Please, when you call, turn off your radio before you call, please. Saves us a lot of time. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hi, good morning. My name is Sunday from Ikeja.
Sunday, let's talk. Ahmed Lawan.
Yeah, I think you have quite brilliant commentators there in the studio with you. I've been enjoying the analysis. I also believe it's a distraction. I think they have all their plans worked out, and they just want to throw it out there. But regarding Tinubu's outburst, I think, to be fair, Tinubu had rights to say all what he said. Mm. But the APC should be careful, because if Tinubu gets angrier, he may leak more dead secrets out there at the end of the day.
So who is going to lose if he does that? I mean, who's going to lose?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Should Tinubu not end up getting the ticket, probably, and, you know, he ends up leaking more dirty secrets, the APC is done.
Oh.
And dusted.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, as it is now, he's gone. Our third guest is gone. But gentlemen, our break is almost here, but let me ask this question. As it is now, we're still going to come back to this topic, but because of time, I just want to hear a sneak peek of how your minds work. What is the best forecast you can put forward as to the outcome of the indirect primaries today? Well,
I suddenly see the chance brighten a little bit for BAT, and I'll tell you why. The reason is because the northern governors have been insisting that he should be a southerner. When you look at the key southern contestants, you find out that those key northern contestants, southern contestants, apart from one, the rest of them sort of lean on the president to say, tick, that is a guy. Yeah. So if he doesn't say tick, that is a guy, on their own, they may not have the structure and the reach to deliver the necessary delegate votes to make them win. The person who can say, I can stand on my own, I have that structure, and I can deliver those delegates, seems to be bad. However, I'll put a clause there. When I also look at the group of governors that were making that decision, I see some that were not exactly bad guy. You take an El Rufai, for example, you know. And so you're asking yourself, do they have another game on the hand? Because if a man like El Rufai has said some of the things I said about Bat were nasty in the past. But then,
even said some of those things here in Lagos,
Here in Lagos. But then, some of those things sometimes are also resolved at political levels. So, this is the most intriguing for me, primaries I've seen in recent times. You know, hour for hour, the moving parts kept moving.
It just kept.
See, if I have to make a forecast, if the governor's position is anything to go by, the northern governors especially is anything to go by, then I'm favoring a southern candidate. I see a close race between Oshibaju and BAT.
Okay.
Amechi is a thought force that could also upset, just like Gbolan has mentioned, the Erufais of this world. I mean, the Erufai and Amechi, they have some good working understanding. So I don't know. I see Oshibaju also trying to, because of the presidency connection, and they might also have some governors that might also rein in a few this is here and there. So it's also going to be a contest. But if it's open or say not because of Atiku the factor, I don't even see an Ahmed Lawan making that bill if it's not for the tick. I see Yaya Bello even doing far better than Ahmed Lawan. Because there is something that Yaya can offer that is pedigrous that Yaya can offer, at least in terms of administrative, having run a state and seen some of the things that he has done. So I think if it's run down to, okay, let's give a certain candidate, the true of BAT, PYO, and of course, CRU,
Rotimi Amechi, okay.
Yes. CRUA or something, what do you call it? CRUA, yes.
Yeah.
So, will just be the mix, because if that happens, if Rotimi is able to gather the votes within the South and maybe Southeast, BAT is able to gather the votes in some of the Northern and a few Western, and then PYO is able to, I mean, Yemi Oshibaju is always able to gather some Western votes and maybe, connection of the presidency, some Northeastern votes, there's going to be a good contest. And I think that will not change my... If they have that kind of contest that is healthy,
right,
I think I will retract some of my words I've said this morning.
We're due for a break. But when we return, gentlemen, with, of course, our third guest, would talk about the presidency's disposition. No, not the presidency now. The president's disposition towards... First, in an earlier public statement, he said he can't reveal his choice of candidate because if he had to do that, something, security and everything. And then yesterday he said there is no anointed candidate. All of these things. And you see, my break is here. I'll be back.
You should always sit down to talk about issues. We always run away from that. Don't let anybody who is in any business with you, don't let him second guess you.
Our governors are not thinking. We don't even have local government chairmen, so not to talk of the ones that would think. You have lawmakers who are more interested in what they would get from performing oversight functions than actually making law and insisting that these laws will be obeyed.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've got some breaking news, unconfirmed. We're hearing that the governors of the APC, they've submitted the names of five presidential aspirants to the president. I don't know whether they want president to pick from these names as consensus, where they are going with this. We have no idea, but it's breaking right now, and that's what we've got for you. Gentlemen, let's begin from there. We'll come back to what I said earlier in a moment. The names of these governors that were submitted, you have Vice President Yemi Osinbajo, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, Rotimi Amaechi, Devu Mahi, and who's the last person again? Kaede Fayemi, yes. Those are the names. Gentlemen, the consensus.
Why is there no name from the north? Why is Yaya Bello missing? And
Because the northern governors have said they are conceding to the south.
Is it the northern governor submitted this list or the entire governors of the APC?
The governors of the APC.
Of the APC.
Yes.
So then they should have also included at least a northern. You can't have three southwest, one south-south, one southeast, and then no north. I mean, for me, it's not the balanced list. But if that is the trimming down.
Yeah.
Pruning down of the list for the contest.
Yeah.
Excellent. Because, I mean, the cacophony of aspirants at some point 23, then trim down to 13. So if the governors can manage a five-man contest to the president, not for a tick, like Gbolahan will say, we'll call it, but for, okay, these are the people that want to go to the contest and let the contest be fair.
Yeah,
I think that's a good step. In the right direction.
What if these names were submitted for consensus sake?
Who is going to concede for who? Who are those you are bringing to the table for the consensus? A fire me for a consensus? So, I mean, if you have added Lawan...
What is wrong with firing me for a consensus?
Look, let's not play too much. We'll play too much. when we're talking about clout...
What do you mean?
When we're talking about clout, to face an Iroko like Atiku.
Yeah.
You're talking about clout to face an Iroko like Atiku in the PDP. Yeah, and then I'm not denigrating Fayemi, but you're bringing Fayemi to the mix. Come on. That's a joke.
Well, the five names.
I mean, like, we can reasonably agree now that there's not going to be a consensus candidate.
It's looking
this,
like it. Yeah.
This will be a contest at the end of the day. I saw this comment a while ago. I thought there might be some agreement within some of the contestants to drop their contest for others. And then at the arena itself, there might be further negotiations in which some people will say, oh, I'm out of this. I think Ken Namani pulled out yesterday.
Yes, he did.
You know,
yes,
so there might be other pulling out. And then you file this trimmed down finalist, which should not be more than four. Where they said five now. Though I can see one of those candidates was just more or less like a balancing figure, you know, there, you see. So let's be able to have a contest amongst these people and let a candidate emerge. Like he said, you know, there's no northern candidate there. And that is what the governors are saying, that look, we have said it should go to the south. That for them, That is what will enhance the unity of the country. Mm-hmm. That is the opposite. Of course, we know that politics is first personal interest.
Yeah, that's right.
But then you go to party interest before you start even talking of national, the national level of it. So
that's in the country, right?
In the country,
or worldwide,
at least in our country,
in our climate.
I believe it's even worldwide. It starts from me, what I want.
I want this.
Yes, and then it goes to my party. Then you can start talking of my state or the nation as a whole. So I can't wait for this to get started.
Looking at this five, Alistair, who is most likely the favorite? I mean, I want us to look at this state by state.
Okay.
Let's break it down state by state.
Okay.
Who's got the most clout? Who's got the most resources? Who has got the most influence to be able to sway the decisions of the delegates in all of these five?
Okay. Sheriff.
Yes.
We can safely say that BAT will take Lagos.
Okay.
BAT will take Ogun, Ondo.
Okay.
BAT might take Oyo and Osun in the southwest. So let me concede Ekiti to Fayemi.
Okay.
Concede Ogun to Oshibajo.
Oshibajo. Okay.
Now, if you go to the north, BAT is likely to take Kanu. BAT is likely to take Katsina. It's likely to take Sokoto. It's likely to take Borno. With influence of those other people. So you
don't think Katsina will be shared
between Amechi and BAT? The delegate might be, he might take it.
Okay,
he might take it. Niger, he might take Niger. I don't know about those other ones. Plateau might also fall for him. Then PYO might do well in, like I said, Ogun. Okay, I've even left out Edo. Of course, certainly Edo, BAT will take Edo. So he might get more states. Amechi might be able to sway all the south-south states with Akpabio cooperation, apart from Edo. He might be able to sway all the south-south states. And if the Southeast want to make a statement like they didn't make during the PDP convention, if the Southeast want to make a statement now, then they should be able to rally around so that they can have a bargaining power within the APC, which they've lost out in the PDP.
And then around who now?
Dave Umahi. So okay. If they want to make a statement, really, because I don't see the dollar flowing too much like it flowed during the PDP. I don't see it flowing here the way it flowed then. Yeah, it might flow, but not in that capacity. So give or take, I will still rank BAT first.
Okay.
And my rank, because Amechi might take a few states in the north, like Kaduna, and I don't know how best that El-Rufai might be able to sway a few other states for him. So I might even rank him second in the contest, and maybe PY will third. Fayemi can only end up, if possible, getting Ekiti.
Okay. Balao.
Okay. You had said something in terms of resources and this and that. I like to set a little background. If you look at the history of our democracy, and you take all the executive head of state that we have had, from Tafawa Balewa, you come to Shagari, you come to OBJ, Yaradua, Jonathan, and now Muhammad, Muhammadu Buhari. None of those guys were people with deep wallet.
Okay.
Nor were they the politician of their time. So, which means they were all chosen by some powers that be. And it had nothing to do with how much politically strong they were or how much money they had. However, maybe we are at an inflection point where that needs to change. Because if you apply this theory I just put on the table now to this scenario, even an article will not become a president. And a BAT will not become one either. But we might have gotten to that point of inflection where we need to take that kind of people that were just being brought from, where you look at Shagari, for example, the guy just wanted to be a senator. And somebody said, oh, come and be president. So the question is, maybe even that has affected the quality of the president that we have had. Maybe. And so we need probably a man who can be on his own and say, I want this thing and I'm going for it, and make it happen. In that case,
it's almost like the first time. That's what he's saying.
Yes, it's going to be a first time. All the other guys, look, just look at them. Tafa, Balewa, Shagari, they were all people who were, you know, go and be there. So at that inflection point, we might want someone, people who are on their own, who can hold their own. And it appears as if in this context, even if we take the pool of five that you spoke about, there are people who can hold their own.
What if you have people in this mist now,
yes,
who are being packed by, who are being backed rather
by those same forces,
quote, those powers that be?
That is likely to sway things in a different way, because what it means is that those powers that be have a way of bringing in, reining in the decision makers. So all those governors that are the decision makers, they will rein them in and they will determine how the delegates will vote at today's election. Today's primaries of APC is full of intrigues, and it is not over until it is over.
Indeed. We're going to head over to, let's take a few calls, and then bring in our third guest on the show today. Then we'll come back to you to break things down even further. Good morning to you. Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Inka.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Bishop.
Welcome, Bishop. Welcome.
Calling from Imbejuleki.
Good to have you.
Hello, Inka.
We can hear you. It's Sheriff, not the Inka.
Okay. I want to make contribution on this government banding Okada of a pain.
No, we're off that trajectory. Off completely. Oh, thanks for trying. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please. Sheriff. Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, this is Samuel.
This is who?
This is Samuel. Samuel.
Samuel, we can't hear you. You're not audible.
Samuel, yes, this is Samuel.
Okay, go on.
Yes, I think I'll go with Alessa there. Okay. I think I'll go with Alessa permutation.
Okay.
Sincerely, he spoke my mind. And it's going to be quite interesting and very, very competitive. So we'll make our legs and our hands crossed. So we are watching.
Okay.
But I think Alessa is sending it to my own perspective.
Thank you too. Drive safely, okay? Good morning to you. Ah, we lost our call. Let's hang up and let's go to our live stream where we have people trying to okay. Emmanuel says, I think today's primaries will be narrowed down to Jagaban and Oshimbajo. Adeleji said, my instinct is telling me Oshimbajo will carry the day. Dan Baba says, Northern governors are backing Southern candidates because of VP position. Buhari is APC's biggest problem. I don't trust Mr. President. He may be working for his people. Whatever that means. But thank you for sharing your thought. We're going to take two more calls before I come back to my guests. Good morning to you.
Yeah, sure. Morning.
Morning to you.
Okay. Good morning, Agbalamo and Mr.
Good morning.
Okay. First of all, Anessa, sorry, I heard when you were talking, lamenting for APC.
You have 50 seconds.
But Leo. I see some serious intrigues in it. I never trust Buhari when it comes to election like this. In short, the Northerners, they know what they will do. And they will do it at the dying minute. So let's watch out, my brother. Are they here? They watch them.
Thank you.
Why would they watch them? They always watch us. Are you watching Bed?
Bed watcher. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Morning.
Yes. This is Pastor Ladi for calling from Ogun.
Welcome.
Okay. You see, my take from all this APC, what they are doing. For me, I am suspecting that there is a foul play. They are planning to hand that thing to compensate Atiku. Go and mark it down. Because I have searched all the assets of this APC. There are credible people that are very, very strong. But they don't want to give it to them. Maybe because Buhari has also been compensated in the last time. So they want to pay off
Atiku.
Oh.
Thank you and God bless you.
Oh,
see, all these incorrect, incoherent conspiracy theories. Okay, sir, who are those people that are in the APC that did they pick the form? Were they screened? Or they just serve you? You think ticket is given a la carte? I mean,
gentlemen,
you contest with primaries,
gentlemen. let's talk about how this whole thing, you know, got complicated, how we got here we are today. And well, we said this very briefly yesterday about the indecision on the part of the president, you know, as to whether he could have saved the entire party, you know, maybe the country by extension at large, you know, the trouble of coming here to talk about who will be the APC, you know, presidential candidate, you know, by making it known if he has a candidate from the onset, okay, or he doesn't have a candidate from the onset. So everybody knows his position. Today, he doesn't want to review his candidate. Tomorrow, now he has no anointed candidate. Could this, all of this have been avoided by simply the president being decisive?
I beg to differ. I think I prefer the way he had played this out.
Mm-hmm.
Every leader naturally want to be, they are interested in who succeeds them. And he was, and he still is, interested in who succeeds him.
Mm.
But how do you approach this in a democracy without being seen to be imposing a candidate? The approach of OBJ, for example, I don't think is right for our democracy.
Mm.
I don't think you have to browbeat everybody and coerce them and harass them.
Bully them.
I remember he used a particular word. It is a do-or-die affair. When they were asking whether politics is a do-or-die, he said it's a do-or-die affair. It shouldn't be that way. If you look at how it is played in some of the places where we borrow this from, and Obama was interested in who succeeds him. But he wasn't going to go there and say, is Hillary Clinton? I'm for Hillary Clinton. No! He allows the process to go naturally. And whatever he needs to do at the background, he is busy doing it. That is the way to go.
Hmm.
And that is why I give it to the president for not marshalling the resources of the state after his own interest to gather a particular candidate and say, this is the candidate everybody, whether I like or not, whoever I can harass with EFCC, we'll harass them. Well, that is not the way of democracy. We want democracy, but we want it to be played like an autocracy sometimes. And this is not it won't take our democracy to the destination.
Hmm. Yeah, Alistair.
I think, in two ways.
Hmm.
It was rumored, I was not in the meeting, that there was a gentleman agreement between BAT and the PMB.
Okay.
As to, okay, we are bringing you in, you do, then I will do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody was there. Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah. So that was the feel that everybody got and everything. So if that was true,
yeah.
If that was true,
mm-hmm,
and there's honor within the context of these two gladiators, then PMB will have, from 2 years ago, start making that narrative to his party, to his associates, and everybody, and start selling
himself.
The BAT candidate, based on the fact that there was a agreement between them, and that is, if that was the agreement, I would know. Okay, so since he didn't do that, he chose to play the background and then speculation. He now gave more room for the circle, the boys within the villa, the so-called small gods and power brokers, to now start creating a lot for him. And so now they've created a bigger pie that is bigger for him to chew. And so he's now trying to find a way out of it. Because everybody within the space has interest. So, I mean, for 23 people to go and pick up forms.
Yeah.
Don't you tell you that some people have just been told, go and pick up this form today. Or yeah, tomorrow, Akpebi, go and pick up form. Simitri, also the point that Simitri, I pick up form. So, Bakari, pick up form. So, there are some interest then. So, because he was not decisive, again, like Bolan was said, democratically. So, if he has allowed the cake to become bigger, people to bake it for him, not him picking to his own side, people baked it for him, then he's taking the best approach now to go out of it and let him lean more to the governors now that are giving him the soft landing to go out of that web that they have created for him, which if he has had
gentlemen,
that agreement,
gentlemen,
would have done
we must go. Alistair, I'm going to start with you. Who are you rooting for in the APC?
No candidate.
You cannot do that now.
Okay, let me root for.
Okay, let me put it in a better way.
Yes.
Who do you think could be the best person to fly APC flags?
No, given the fact that it has been sown to the south,
yeah,
and given the fact that there is a bull like Atiku there,
yeah.
I think BAT is just it's BAT. Just it. Yeah, mm. BAT is
well,
just
on, it. The best person APC can put forward.
I don't have a best for that APC can put forward. I have two or three.
Okay,
and those will be BAT, PYO, and Amechi, in no particular order.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on the show today. Alesta's investiture as the INEC chairman of Lagos, he will kill me if I don't say this, is coming up on June 25. Please go and support him. Bye for now.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Mm. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.